With Montana News, I'm Bo Baker. The Maine state budget bill is now one vote away from being sent to the governor's desk. Jonathan Windy Boy was the sole Democrat to join the House Republican majority in approving the $10.3 billion spending bill today. House Speaker Austin Knutson called this budget the tightest he's seen in four legislative sessions. Here's House Appropriations Committee Chairwoman Nancy Balance of Hamilton.
We cut as deeply as we could in this budget without impacting essential services, education, health care, and corrections.
Democratic lawmakers say the spending plan cuts higher education too deeply and shifts public school costs to property taxpayers. House Minority Leader Jenny Eck says the Republican majority's decision to reject tax increases on the wealthy and out-of-state corporations means working families will have to pay. Governor Steve Bullock hasn't indicated whether he'll sign the spending bill, along with other related budget measures passed today.
I think we've been having constructive conversations with Democrats and Republicans to try to say, how do we get out of here with a budget that funds essential services, doesn't spend more than it brings in, and leaves me a degree of flexibility so I'm not picking up the pieces and calling them back into session.
The House is expected to give final approval to the budget bill. Once it goes to the governor, Bullock's options are to sign the budget, veto it in total, or line item veto parts of it. The Republican majority in the legislature is not big enough to overturn a full or line item veto. Three minor party and independent candidates who want to run in Montana's special congressional election are asking the U.S. Supreme Court to intervene. Thomas Breck, Doug Campbell, and Steve Kelly today asked the nation's highest court to place their names on the May 25th ballot. A federal judge and a federal appeals court each declined similar requests. The candidates say that Montana's ballot access laws don't give independent candidates and voters a meaningful opportunity to participate. The special election was announced March 1st, and the state required the candidates to collect more than 14,000 voter signatures by March 6th. A federal judge lowered the signature requirement to 400, but did not give the candidates additional time to collect them. Democrat Rob Quist, Republican Greg Gianforte, and Libertarian Mark Wicks are the three candidates on the ballot. A state higher education official says the University of Montana will offer buyouts or early retirement options to 80 to 100 employees in an effort to reduce school spending. That offer was made mostly to longtime faculty yesterday. Montana Office of the Commissioner of Higher Education spokesman Kevin McCray says a proposed $2 million appropriation may pay for faculty termination costs, such as sick leave. The appropriation passed through the Senate and will be at the House for consideration later this week. If the appropriation is not approved, any money for the buyout program would be taken from the university's operating budget. McCray says UM is still unsure on how much money it will save with the buyouts. I'm Bo Baker, Montana Public Radio.
With Montana News, I'm Rachel Kramer. The National Democratic Party has made its first contribution to Rob Quist's campaign for Montana's seat in the election that ends May 25th. That's according to a story in the Huffington Post. The story says the contribution size is, quote, in the low six figures, unquote. Today, a press release from the Quist campaign said the Democratic candidate now has $700,000 more in campaign contributions than it did 9 days ago, and that its fundraising total has now surpassed $2 million. Quist's opponent, Republican Greg Gianforte, has received at least $700,000 in support from a national GOP super PAC. It's bringing Donald Trump Jr. to Montana for fundraising events in Kalispell, Hamilton, Bozeman, and Billings tomorrow and Saturday. Gianforte's last campaign finance report, filed April 14th, says he's raised $1.6 million so far. Absentee ballots in the election will be mailed May 1st. In-person voting happens May 25th. The Montana legislature is fast-tracking a former Democratic lawmaker's confirmation as the state's new political practices commissioner. Jeff Mangan coasted through a brief confirmation hearing today, and he was expected to win easy approval for a six-year term later in the day on the Senate floor. Democratic Governor Steve Bullock only announced Mangan's appointment late yesterday afternoon. Lawmakers are wrapping up their session, and one of their priorities is approving a new commissioner before they adjourn. Mangan says he will work with outgoing Commissioner Jonathan Modell during a transition period, with plans to take over the office by the third week of May. The Montana Senate has revived a charter schools bill that would sidestep the authority of school boards by establishing a new statewide commission. Representatives voted 26-24 today to give the matter a hearing on the Senate floor. Democratic Representative Jonathan Windyboy sponsored the bill, which the House approved in February. Windyboy says the measure is needed to give communities, especially those across tribal lands, more flexibility and choice in education. But critics worry that the proposal could siphon money from the public school system and would not have the same level of standards and accountability required of traditional public schools. I'm Rachel Kramer, Montana Public Radio.